It's going to get colder this week, we're told, by the weather, and cold weather, by the weather forecast service of Met Éireann, and the colder weather means birds will be coming into your garden looking for food. And that is why Birdwatch Ireland have launched Ireland's Garden Bird Survey, which starts today. They're looking for you to keep an eye on your gardens and spot just who's popping in for some food. Take it down and report it back to them so they can find out exactly what's going on with the most common birds that we have across the country. Brian Burke is Irish Garden Bird Survey Coordinator with Birdwatch Ireland. He's with their surveys and monitoring team. I spoke to him before coming on air and asked him to explain how it all works.
It's monitoring of some of the most common and widespread birds in the country, which, you know, it's not all about monitoring the rare birds. You kind of have to monitor everything to get a good measure of how the environment is doing and how bird populations are doing. So this survey is carried out all across the country, and, you know, we're really eager to get better representation so more people take a part from a lot of the West Coast counties, but Kerry would be a really good one in particular. So the survey's been running for 35 years, and essentially we just ask people, you know, it's perfect for people who at this time of year would hang out some bird feeders anyway, you know, and they'd be looking out and keeping an eye on the garden birds. This is obviously the time of year where the days are short, the weather is cold, and a lot of different species and a big number of birds will come into gardens looking for food. So it's a really handy survey from that point of view. You can kind of do it from your kitchen window, and I think a lot of people are watching the birds like that anyway, so we just ask them to write down what they're seeing, send it in to us, and that helps us come up with some kind of national statistics and just to see how the different birds are doing.
So you don't have to get binoculars, you don't have to go out on a field trip, it's just in your front garden?
No, that's it. Front garden, back garden. As I said, you can do it when you're washing the dishes, making a cup of tea. You know, I have some surveys where I have to get up at, you know, a couple of hours before the sun rises, and it could be wet and it could be windy, and you've got this big scope and you're counting thousands of birds across some wetlands, you know, and it's... You know, I love bird watching and everything like that, but some of those mornings can be tough. But yeah. No, the garden bird survey is the easiest thing you can possibly do. And I think people are kind of doing it already, but just by writing it down, you contribute to the national picture, you contribute to the county level picture, and it's a good way for people to get to grips with the birds too. So, you know, there'll be some people who would say, geez, you know, I think I'd recognize a lot of the birds. I maybe wouldn't recognize them all, but this is a really good excuse that when a bird turns up that you don't quite recognize to do some digging or email Birdwatch Ireland and find out what it is.
Okay, so how do people get involved with the practicality of it? They write it down, do they call, do they email, or what's the situation?
Yeah, so if you go to the Birdwatch Ireland website, and you'll find the Irish Garden Bird Survey and all the details are there. But essentially, the survey runs on a weekly basis, and it starts today and runs to the end of February. That's 13 weeks. Do as many weeks as you can. Doesn't matter if you miss a couple of weeks. You write down the highest number of each species that you see per week, and then you start fresh the next week. So it's 13 separate weeks. And what we tend to see is, you know, there'll be some species that would be quite rare in the first few weeks, but by the last few weeks, they're turning up in big numbers. And we see that through the, you know, over the years. So that's why it's important to do, you know, several weeks over the winter period. But you find all the data online. You can download a survey form. If you email us, we can post you out a survey form to write everything down. And you can fill in your counts online at the end of the season, or you can just post that back to us, whatever's handiest to you.
Yeah, brilliant. And look, the birds you're talking about here, the robin, blue tits, magpies, chaffinches, house sparrows, yeah, goldfinches, wrens, all those sort of common garden
all birds. Those sorts of ones, yeah, absolutely. So, you know, that's it. The majority of gardens in the survey would get, you know, maybe 15 species, maybe 20 species. Very few would get more than 25 species in a winter, but there's plenty of outliers too. But, you know, we see interesting differences around the country. So if we pick out Kerry in particular, the blue tit was tied with robin as the most common species in Kerry gardens last year, and I think that's the only county where that has happened. Every other county it's robin, and there's a handful where blackbirds were top as well, but Kerry had blue tit at the top of the table. Wren, you know, they're the 10th most common bird in gardens nationally, but in Kerry it was 6th, and there's plenty of other species like pied wagtail, siskin, redwing that turn up in Kerry gardens a lot more last year than they do in other counties. And again, if people, you know, recognise a few of those species but not all of them, don't worry. You know, the more you do the survey, you'd be surprised the differences you'll see. There's loads of resources online. You can send us an email if you have an inquiry about a species and we'll help you figure it out.
Yeah, and you'll also get the chance then to spot some winter arrivals like the red wing, the field fare as well, that come from further north.
That's it, yeah. So, you know, a lot of those birds are in the country at the moment, but what you'll see is when the real cold, frosty weather hits, they'll start to come into gardens.
And yeah, put out stuff they'll like start hanging apples around on your front lawn, whereas at the moment you wouldn't see them that often there. But when it gets, and it's going to get cold this week is what we're told, so that could be an opportunity.
Yeah, that's exactly it, and we see that with the garden birds. You see big peaks in numbers like those birds that usually hang out in the countryside, but when things get tough, they retreat to gardens. They're looking for that easy food fix, you know, and that's where the gardens come in, and again, that really helps with the monitoring.
Brian, you're seeing obviously larger trends and you're looking for trends here and you're looking to use the eyes of the public to find out. We're seeing obviously lots of birds commonly around and staying common, but we're seeing decreases unfortunately too. Coal tits and greenfinch in particular, is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, it's the value of the Garden Bird Survey in that you have a survey in place that runs every year before you think there's a problem with any species. And it just means when there is a problem, or, you know, vice versa, if there's a good news story, you're able to spot it and you're able to measure the change fully. So greenfinches used to be in the top 10 garden birds every year, no problem at all. People would get 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 of them on their feeders. You know, and you'd never think there'd be a shortage of greenfinches. And around 20 years ago, this parasitic infection started hitting greenfinches in particular. It hits other finches too, but greenfinch are particularly badly hit. And their numbers now are literally half of what they were in the early 2000s. So no one ever thought we'd get to that situation. They used to be in around 90% of gardens around the country. Now they're in about 50% of gardens. And, you know, the numbers people are seeing, rather than seeing a flock of 8, 9, 10, you're seeing one, maybe two if you're lucky. So their numbers have been really badly hit. In the last few years, I've noticed a trend that coal tits have been declining the last 5 years. It's not as big or dramatic as that. But it's something we're going to keep an eye on and something we're going to maybe start asking some questions about just to try and get to the bottom of it and see, is it a kind of a short-term population fluctuation, you know, or is it something bigger going on? But the important thing is having the data to underpin that and having the data to spot it, you know, the second it starts happening, as opposed to saying, geez, you know, coal tits are getting a bit rare, we better start doing a survey on them. You know, you're kind of a step behind at that stage.
Yeah, you are. It's a closing door after the horse is bolted to some extent. And look, there is the element as well, unfortunately, of avian flu. So I know some people have having gulls land in their garden and not acting very well and unfortunately dying. So people need to keep an eye and that as well, I suppose, and report that to the authorities if they see it.
Absolutely. I would say there's no real risk to garden birds at the moment. It has never really gotten into the garden bird population. As you say, over the summer in particular now, it was impacting gulls and terns and yeah, stuff like that. In the winter, there's a risk it's going to impact the waterfowl, the ducks, maybe even the gulls and geese and stuff like that too. So I wouldn't worry about your garden birds, but please do keep an eye out and you have to let the Department of Agriculture know, but let Birdwatch Ireland know as well, because it's something we really need to keep our eyes on as well.
Yeah, and Brian, look, as you mentioned it there, I mean, the robin, the magpie, the chaffinch, the house sparrow. Do you get a prize if you find something unbelievably rare?
Or
will you just have a load of birders descending on your house to spot it?
Well, if you want that, you can have it. But I know, yeah, some people get. So there was one garden in Kerry last year that had a lesser white throat, which is, you know, we get lesser white throats in the summer. It's a different population and they're very, very rare in Ireland in the winter. So there was one garden in Kerry, one garden in Wicklow that had them, and that was it. So that was, you know, a really, really good highlight. But I think it's more about kind of personal pride and satisfaction to find something, you know, that might be rare locally or something that you haven't had in your garden before. You know, last year I had a field fair, which, you know, they're in the top 30 garden birds every year and they do come in the cold weather, but I'd never seen them in my garden and I was absolutely delighted, you know, so I was nearly happier about that than I would have been a lesser white throat, you know. It's all about keeping your own records, getting a better understanding of what's going on in your garden, and it could be nice to be a bit competitive with the neighbours or, you know, your brothers or sisters or the people at work as well, you know, and you can kind of compare what birds you've had in your garden.
And an idea to get the whole family involved in it as well can be something for the kids to do over Christmas.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's great. There's Tidy Towns groups and everything getting involved in this, you know, up and down the country as well. And it's a good way to learn. It's a good way to kind of compare notes. And, yeah, absolutely. It's a bit of fun, you know.
Yeah. Okay, Brian, thanks a million for telling us about that. And good luck with the survey this year.
Thank you very much. Cheers.